Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1909. Will credit inquiries hurt your credit score? By Miranda Marquette with goodfinancialsense.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. We're going to get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. Will credit inquiries hurt your credit score? By Miranda Marquette with goodfinancialsense.com. Your credit score is more important than ever. You can't get a loan, rent an apartment, or buy a car without your credit score coming into play. There are several factors that go into deciding what your credit score is. Everything from your credit history to if you make payments on time. One factor which is included on your credit score is credit inquiries. It's a simple factor, but it could be the difference in getting a lower interest rate. You've probably heard that applying for a loan can affect your credit score. Indeed, many realize that when a creditor looks into your credit in order to make a decision about a credit application, it can have a negative impact on your credit score. The fact that some inquiries into your credit can hurt your score has led to the myth that all credit inquiries can hurt your credit score. The truth is that there are only two main types of credit inquiry, soft and hard. Only the hard inquiry is damaging to your credit score. It's important you track your credit score. There are some free and easy ways to see your score. Soft credit inquiry. It's important to realize that when you check your own credit report, it will not negatively affect your credit score. Your own inquiry is known as a soft pull. It's made in order for you to keep track of your credit activity and check for accuracy. Since you aren't applying for credit when you're just checking your own report, the credit bureaus and credit scoring models won't hold it against you. Another type of soft inquiry is that made when companies check your credit history in order to send you pre-approved offers. These types of inquiries are known as involuntary, since you didn't ask to have your credit checked. So even though a company might have viewed your credit history and/or score to determine whether or not to send you an offer, these inquiries will not negatively affect your credit score. Another common type of soft pull is when you go through a background check. This will include employment verification. Even if you have to go through a dozen background checks, it won't kill your score. Hard credit inquiry. On the other hand, is the hard credit inquiry. Sometimes these are called voluntary. Hard pulls result when you are applying for credit or some services. Credit card issuers, mortgage brokers, and other lenders institute a credit request at your behest, and this is reported on your credit history, showing that you are looking to obtain new credit. Many cell phone providers, cable and satellite TV providers, and others will perform a hard credit inquiry when you apply for these services. A hard inquiry can hurt your credit score. However, the harm done is usually relatively small. While credit scoring formulas are kept mostly secret, it's estimated that credit inquiries make up no more than 10% of your credit score. The most important factors are your payment history and the amount of debt you have. However, some lenders become concerned when they look at your credit report and see several attempts to obtain new credit in a six-month period of time. Although most understand if you have a cluster of inquiries over a few days as a result of shopping around for a low mortgage rate. Reading soft and hard inquiries on your credit report. The credit bureaus don't label credit inquiries as hard or soft on your credit report. Different language is used. According to Experian, requests viewed by others represents a hard pull. Creditors can see these when evaluating you for credit worthiness. Requests viewed only by you represents the soft inquiry. These are credit inquiries that are available for your information, so you can see which companies are checking your credit without your request, but aren't visible to creditors evaluating your credit application. According to TransUnion, regular inquiries are those that are equivalent to hard inquiries. They will remain on your TransUnion report for 2 years. Account review inquiries are the soft pulls made by you or by companies interested in sending you marketing materials. According to Equifax, inquiries in the last 12 months are hard pulls that were performed at your request. Inquiries that do not display to companies and do not impact your credit score offers a pretty straightforward explanation of a soft pull. Equifax also has one more designation unique to the credit bureau: companies that requested your credit file. This is a list of companies that asked for your file so you can see who's interested in you. This information is also available to creditors looking to evaluate you, although its impact on your credit score is unknown. For the most part, if you're responsible with your money and credit decisions, make payments on time, and avoid applying for a great deal of debt, credit inquiries are unlikely to have a large impact on your credit score. Should you avoid hard pulls? After hearing about the dangers of hard inquiries, some consumers are nervous about having their credit score pulled. There are a couple of ways you can minimize the damage as much as possible. Let's say you're shopping around for the best rates on a mortgage loan. Each mortgage loan company might pull your credit. As long as all of those pulls are within a short time period, a couple of weeks, they won't destroy your credit score. Don't let a credit pull keep you from shopping around for lower rates. Credit inquiries are not a large enough part of your overall score to keep you from shopping around. You just listened to the post titled, "Will Credit Inquiries Hurt Your Credit Score?" by Miranda Marquit with GoodFinancialSense.com. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kid's college. I found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. I have to say that while I have a high credit score, it's never been something I've been really focused on. I see it as the natural result of good financial habits that benefited me when I bought my house a couple of years ago. I also think it's important to remember that a credit score isn't really a good indicator of your financial health. It's simply an indicator of your ability to pay back the money you borrow. I used to think that having a high credit score meant that I was doing well financially, but you could be drowning in debt with a fantastic credit score if you make payments on time and have a low utilization of your overall available credit. A much better number to focus on is your net worth. I've been able to maintain a high credit score by putting most of my spending on credit cards and then paying them in full each month. But my reason for doing this isn't really for the credit score. It's more for the convenience and to get the credit card points. When it comes to your credit score, there's a point of diminishing returns. To qualify for the best rewards credit cards, a home mortgage with the lowest interest rates, or personal loans with the best terms, you usually need a solid job history and income, a record of responsible credit use, and a FICO score of 720 or above. That should do it for another edition of Optimal Finance Daily. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you on the Wednesday show tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.